Bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, grant this day your word will be preached, your presence be made known, and your way followed in Jesus' name. Good morning. We are studying the book of Galatians. It's our epistle for the next couple of weeks. And the reason is because I believe that Galatians is the most important book in the Bible. Now, it's not the favorite. John is my favorite. I'm not sure what your favorite is, but I want you to wrestle with that, because if you tell anybody outside the church, they're not going to believe you. But it's important to understand that the epistle to the Galatians is all about grace, and that we are saved by grace and not by the law. And this is the foundation of Christianity. Other religions sort of work on the outside of it, but this is our foundation. And so we need to understand grace. Now, I want to talk about it because, you see, a principle is this. If you can teach legalism, it's rational, people can understand legalism and will become legalistic. But you cannot just teach grace. You got to teach grace in terms of the difference between legalism and grace. Because if you don't know the difference between legalism and grace, you will, I don't care how sincere you are, you will become legalistic. And so to understand the difference between legalism and grace, to understand legalism and then to understand grace, what I want to talk about today. Now, grace, you see, is in one sense, it's pure grace, but it really can't be called pure grace because that's redundant. If it's not pure, it's not grace. It's just plain grace, not pure grace. Just like legalism, there's no such thing as pure legalism. Because if there was such thing as pure legalism, the sense that you could follow the law and be saved, then you wouldn't need Jesus Christ and the cross would be in vain. But the fact that we can't follow the law, Jesus came to give us God's grace. And so grace, you see, is unconditional and it's always inclusive. And so as we're reading the scripture, we need to be able to make the difference between the legalism, which is conditional and exclusive, and grace, which is unconditional and inclusive. And so as we're reading scripture, a lot of times the legalists will attempt to say, well, the Bible is you can be a Christian on condition you accept everything in the Bible. And the reason is because in 2 Timothy 3, Paul writes to Timothy and says, all scripture is given by God for inspiration. And the argument there is that everybody who wrote everything in the Bible was inspired by God. Therefore, everything is right because God inspired it. Therefore, you have to believe everything in the scripture because it's inspired by God. Now, that's not true. It's not true because if what they're saying is true, that everything in Scripture was inspired by God to these people, then it would have said so. It would have said all Scripture was given by God for inspiration, but it doesn't say that. It says all Scripture is given. And the is, you see, is not for those in the past, it's for us today. When we read Scripture, it's given to us for inspiration. And see, legalism says you have no choice. Grace says you have a choice. You can get inspired some way by some scripture and someone else might be inspired entirely different. And there might be some scripture that doesn't even inspire you. And if it doesn't, don't worry about it. Go to something that does. Like, I don't get inspired because the scripture says that God told Moses to slaughter all the innocent women, children, and men of the enemies. I don't get inspired by that. I do get inspired, though, by what St. Paul said today, that there's neither Jew nor Greek, male or female, slave or free. That's really inspiring to me. But see, in legalism, you can make that exclusive rather than inclusive. You can say, all right, what that means is everybody in Christ is all one, but everybody outside are not one. But see, grace would say, no, when you are in Christ and you're in that peace, love, and joy of Jesus, as you look at all other people, there is no Jew or Greek. There's no black or white or brown. There's no racism involved with anybody. And when you look out there and you see there's no male or female, there's no sexism involved. Or if you look out in terms of there's no slave or servant or free. In other words, there's no separation from an elitist group of the rich and the poor. We're working with them all together. And so all people are included in that oneness as we look out in the love of Jesus. And so as we read Scripture, be aware of when you're reading it, is this graceful or is this legalistic? And one of the problems is we tend to skip over these little things like the is or the was. And one of the things most people miss, and if you sit down in a Bible study and you're studying Genesis, look for it in there. You'll look like a genius when it comes out, because most people don't even know about that. But in the story, it's an interesting story, and somehow we all sort of know about it but haven't read it recently. But it's about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And see, the garden is pure grace. As a matter of fact, Jesus on the cross, when he said to the criminal, he said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," the actual translation of that is the garden. He's saying to him, "Today you'll be with me in the garden." Back to the grace of God. But there, Adam and Eve, they're not there because they earned, deserved, or they're just in there by the grace of God. And it's told to them that they should not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because grace always gives us a choice. Legalism doesn't give us a choice. And so here's this Satan serpent tempting Eve. And the serpent says to Eve, "You know, this stuff here, it's pretty good stuff, probably chewing on it." And she says, "Why don't you have some?" She said, "Well, I can't do it because God told me that I would die if I did." "Oh," he said, "you don't believe that. You're not going to die. God is just afraid you're going to be like God. That's why he doesn't want you to do it." And so he tempts her, and she finds out it really is pretty good stuff, and she gives some to Adam, and then the fall of humankind. Now, what's going on there? Well, if you read closely, it says their eyes were open. And if you don't understand grace, you'll never understand what that means, that their eyes are open. Because, you see, things that are graceful are spiritual. And so you have to think in terms of spirituality. There are things that are seen and things that are unseen. And the things that are seen, we use our rational faculties. Things that are unseen, we can sense with our conscious faculties. And so when Adam and Eve's eyes were open, what that meant is that they began to depend upon the external things to give them what God had already given to them. Within their relationship with God, where they walked in the cool of the garden, they had all the love, all the joy, all the peace, and all the wisdom. But now they're saying, "Yeah, but maybe I can get something better out here." And so what they were doing was they were committing idolatry. Idolatry is depending upon something else other than God to give you what God's already given to us. And we do this all the time. We start depending upon events. "Oh, I can hardly wait for that to happen." And when it happens and it does what we want it to happen, we feel so happy. Or we start depending upon people for their approval and for their love, because when they do, we just feel so loved. Or perhaps we depend upon ourselves to achieve certain accomplishments and to win and to score, and we feel so good when it happens. But you see, that's all temporary. Because when we're depending upon the event to happen so we can feel good, and it doesn't happen, then we begin to feel bad and discouraged and insecure. And when we depend upon people to love us and acknowledge and approve of us, and they don't do it, then we feel unloved. And if we're depending upon ourselves to really do this job and we don't do it, then we wind up being unhappy and perhaps guilty and depressed. But you see, that's different than when we're in God's peace. Because we're in God's peace and it works out well, we can be peaceful. But if it doesn't work out well, we can still be in God's peace. And we can move on with some closure. And if other people approve of us, and love us, then we feel happy and loved. But if they don't, we can still feel the love of God. And if you and I aren't doing well and didn't do well, we don't have to be discouraged just because that happened. We can be in the joy of the Lord. And all that means is we'll have it, see it differently, and we can begin moving on in life rather than sitting around getting discouraged about the fact that it didn't happen or just worried about something we don't know what's going to happen and spending a lot of time there, because we can do it in God's peace. And so we have to understand about the difference between grace and legalism and where legalism came, because it's our human nature. But then we need to understand what God did about it. And if you really want to understand it, get John's Gospel, chapter 9. This is one of the most interesting chapters, because it's got 40 verses in it. And it's all about Jesus healing a blind man. Now, every time you see scripture like that, you've got to remember that back in those days when that was written out, they didn't run to Kinko's and have it Xeroxed. They had to handwrite it every time. And if John's got a whole 40 verses on the healing of a blind man, he is saying to us, there's something really here you guys better watch for. And what so many times happens is that when we have the Gospel of John chapter 9, they quit after the healing of the blind man physically and leave the last two verses out. Go back and study the last two verses in the light of what we've been talking about today. Because in those verses, in John, Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into the world, that they which see not might see, and they who see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees that were with him heard these words, and they said to him, "Are we blind also?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." That's critical to understanding of what Jesus does, you see, because first of all, he said, "For judgment I came in this world." Now, legalism says, "Oh boy, it's about time I'm going to get the judgment." Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says Jesus will come the second time for judgment. But when he says, "For judgment I came in the world," he's not saying, "I came in the world to judge," because I said, "I didn't come to the world to judge, I came to save the world." But he's saying, "For judgment, because the world is judging, I have come in here to start a break, to break that." Because you see, when we believe that if someone doesn't approve of us or doesn't love us or does what we don't want them to do, and we feel hurt and we feel pain, we blame them for that hurt and pain. The reason I'm feeling so hurt and pain is because it's all your fault, because you did it. And if you hadn't done that, I wouldn't feel that way. And so I can't forgive you because of what you did. And we got all this kind of judgment coming out. And the point is that they're not responsible for our pain. This is stuff that we've done. And when we're out of God's presence and feeling unloved or insecure, that's the kind of stuff that happens. But try getting in God's presence and in his love and see what change that can make in that relationship. And so Jesus came in the world because we are the ones that are judging. And what he came in the world to do was, those who see will become blind, and those who are blind will be able to see. What that means is that when we are looking externally, we are seeing, and we need to become blind. We need to become using our conscious faculties. And if we use our conscious faculties to focus on God's presence, we will then be able to see what God sees and as God sees it. And so when the Pharisee said, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you could see. But because you say we see externally," see, they were depending upon the law to give them their salvation, and you can't do that. "Because you say we see, your sin remains." Now, sin was not a moral issue. Sin is a separation from God. Because as long as we're depending upon events or people or ourselves to give us what God's already given to us, we choose to separate ourselves from God. The grace is always with us. We are not always in the grace. And so how we read Scripture is critical to be able to know the difference between that legalism and grace, and to be inspired by the grace of God as we're reading, no matter what it is, that we get that inspiration just to stay with it. And see, the problem is that people that are involved with legalism, you can spot them, you see, because they think they're looking good, but basically they're being crippled by that legalism. And the more they try to look good, the more crippled they get. An illustration of what a person looks like when they're being legalistic is like the man who read an advertisement that they were selling $2,000 Italian suits for $200 with a few impediments. And he thought, this is going to be great because I want to get an Italian suit. So he goes down there and he sees the suit that he wants his whole life. And now it's only $200. He says, I'll take it. So he puts it on. And he notices that the leg is a little bit too long. He says, you know, this leg is a little too long. Oh, he said, don't worry. He said, just kind of stretch your leg out like that and it'll be even. And so he stretched. Yeah, it does. Same thing. But this leg, kind of short. Well, he said, kind of lower your leg and you could get, and that's pretty good. He said, that's good. And what, you know, the sleeve is a little too long. Well, he said, kind of just stretch your arm a little bit like that and keep it up. And he said, well, this one is pretty short. Well, he said, kind of pull it in, you know, pull it in a little bit like that. And but this shoulder is high. Well, kind of scrunch it like that. This one is too low. Well, sort of push it up like that, he said. Well, the lapel keeps flapping up. Well, take your neck and hold it down like that. And the guy said, this is great. I'm going to go outside with his suit. And he's walking outside with his suit like that. And he passes these two women. And one woman says, did you see how crippled that man was? And the other said, yeah, but didn't the suit fit well? We need to stay away from that, trying to look good, and just try to really be who we're called to be in God's grace. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Holy God, grant this day we might see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. In Jesus' name.